Sir Snippets is certainly responsible by the Mueller family in memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon and Pinchas, and Bayel Avram Forma for Shlema Adasa Racha Bas Chana Goldo. We've been learning about Chazor Sashatz, the incredibly significant repetition of the Amidah that some many hold is even holier and higher than the Amidah itself. The Gra held, Yachzor V'Yispal, Kavei El Hashem, Chazav Yamitz Yidacha, the Kavei El Hashem. Whatever we lacked, whatever we were missing, wherever we came up short in Tefillah B'Lachash, our private Amidah, we can make up for it by paying attention. Rav Soloveitchik saw it as not tefillah bitzibur, tefillas hatzibur. And therefore, he stood with his feet together and his talmidim as well, the entire Chazar Sashatz, paying careful attention inside. What about the rest of us? Should we stand, sit? There are different menhagim. You see, some people stand Chazar Sashatz, some people sit. Where does this come from? The Mechaber, in Siman Kuf Chav Dal, doesn't mention standing. He says the importance is to not be speaking, to silently listen, answer Amen, and that you need to have a minion, you need nine others with the Shlach Tzibur to avoid a bracha levatala, but he makes no reference to standing. It's the Ramah there, Sif Dalad. The Ramah writes, Yeshomrim Shekol Am Yamdu Keshechoza Shlach Tzibur Hatfila. Some say that the whole people, everyone should stand, remain standing while the Shlach Tzibur is repeating the Amidah. The Prima Gadim writes, that which the Ramah said, the minag is to stand. Kenu minag mekadmonim. Va'achshav ba'avanosenu harabim kol echad osa kefi daito. Mehem yoshvim u'mesichim. Prima Gadim already bemoaned that what the Ramah said, what the Ramah endorsed, was a minag kadmonim. This is an ancient minag. The best way to really pay attention, concentrate, to feel that the Shliach Tzibur is representing us, that it's our second chance at the Amidah, is to stand. If a person sits and they bring a casual, not only attitude, but posture towards Chazar Sashatz, then that's going to likely lead toward speaking, looking at one's phone, being distracted, and failing to take advantage of Chazar Sashatz. So strictly speaking, there is no obligation. Me'ikar Adin, one need not stand, but many have the minog to stand nonetheless. Rav Avadya has a tshuva in Yechav Adas Chelek Hei, and that is his conclusion. Mutar min Adin l'shevetz b'Chazar Sashach Tzibur miyad l'achar shemesayim Hashliach Tzibur Birchas Hakel HaKadosh, at the end of Kedusha, a person may be seated. But if you're sitting right near the Baal Tefila, within Dalet Amos, within 6 feet of the Shliach Tzibur, don't sit so close to him. That's not proper. Even those who have the minhag and custom to sit for Chazaras Hashatz should stand when you get to Modim. Don't do the little scooch. Don't do the little head nod. Don't do the little shuffle. That's not modim while standing. But rather, one should stand for modim. V'yishara omed ashi yisayim modim d'rabanan. And remain standing. So you don't give a little, half an inch off the seat move for modim and then stay seated. But a person should properly stand for modim from the beginning to the end. V'machmer lamar b'chol chazor sashat tavol ha'bracha. And concludes the Rav Avadya like the Ramah, that a person who has the custom to stand, tavol bracha, it's a beautiful minag, and they should be rewarded for it. If a person normally does it and wants to stop, they're ill, they're infirm, they're weak, unable, it would require hataras nedarim. It's a positive neder, that if they didn't say bli neder when they began that minag, they would have to undo it. The chidah, Rechaim Yosef David Azulai in his sefer Avodas HaKodesh, quotes another minag, yesh lama b'chazar samida, tov shi asidr lefanav, l'chaven heitev b'chazar sashatz. Follow along Chazar Sashatz in the sitter. I stood next to Rav Schechter recently when he was here. He knows Kol HaTorah Kula by heart. I'm pretty confident he knows Shmona Esrei by heart. And yet, there's a sitter open in front of him, and he's follow along word for word, line by line. It's the best way to be drawn to pay attention throughout the Chazar Sashatz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well from the name of the Shla. He says, Ra'or Reise Me'acharedim Es Dvar Hashem. I see those who tremble before God, that they have the siddur open at the time of Chazaras Hashatz, v'yeinayim v'libam sham. Their eyes and their heart, the focus is on those words. A second chance, a second shot, a longer audience with the King of Kings. More to ask, more gratitude to express, more likely that we're going to be answered. Then a person will do so more likely when the siddur is open in front of them and when they stand. Of course, the Ramah also continues, Yilamed banu aktanim shi'enu amen. A person should teach their children, model, and demonstrate that we're answering amen to Chazar Sashatz. Many people are distracted. They're not focused. They don't even know Chazaras Hashat started or ended until they hear the shuffle of the chairs for Tachanun. Then they realize, ooh, I guess they said Chazaras Hashat. I was busy on my phone or my sefer, or my parsha sheet, Chalila talking to my friend, finishing my coffee from Sukkah de Zimra and Shema. So Nebuch, what a person's forfeit and losing out, the holy and the high, the sacred Chazaras Hashat, person should preferably stand, preferably follow in a sitter, and certainly answer Amen to ensure that it's not a bracha levatala. The Arizal had a different practice. He didn't have a sitter open in front of him. Shara Kavanos, it's brought down the Arizal. He closed his eyes and he concentrated as if it was on Amida. His eyes were closed and he concentrated while he was saying it. Interesting, I'll close with this. Some bring down the Shlach quotes, Mishlo espalal biyachid bekavana, yomar imashliach tzibur benachas. If you didn't concentrate, if you missed out on a particular bracha of the Amida, there's a makeup. Say it together with the Shliach Tzibur, not the bracha. You can't say Hashem's name. But if you remember during Chazaras Hashatz, you know, I checked out for Eli Shalayim. I tuned out for Hashivein. I tuned out for Allah Tzadikim. Say it together with the Shliach Tzibur, and there's a makeup. And when you combine your Amida with the community's Amida, then you'll get the perfect Amida. You get the second chance. The Shliach endorses that you could say it together with the Shliach Tzibur in order to make up. We'll pick up with next time the severe prohibition of talking during Chazaras Hashatz, and then we'll get to the sources I don't want to see, but I have no choice about not learning during Chazaras Hashatz. I'll have to prepare Siddur snippets in advance about not learning during Chazaras Hashatz. Then we'll get to Kedusha, and then we'll take it from there.